So guys, we are back again with Joseph Aaron out there. You know, last time there was a sort of like internet issues out there that happened on my end particularly, so that we were like, you know, we have to kind of like make it happen. So just go and check that. I'm pretty sure you're going to have checked that out, that part as well, in which we talked about the backstory, like how Joseph started in the space, the conversation he had with the billionaire friend he had, you know, where he talked about like how you can condense your 10-year goal in 6 months. Which is amazing. Not only that, but also the power of incision and decision. You know, that is also like one of the crucial things out there that he mentioned, which was sort of like, you know, amazing, mind-blowing. Not only that, but also the power of virtual events and what it's like to make $1 million in a day. You know, what it's actually like to do it. So the big question is this: how these entrepreneurs who started from scratch and had no idea how to sell or market their products or services online, and then later on made over 6 figures, 7 figures, or even 8 figures, became best in their niches and found their dream customers to sell. My name is RJ Ahmed, and find this all out in our Interviews with Entrepreneurs show. I interviewed these entrepreneurs and tried to pick their brain of how they actually did that and how they took their business as well as their life to the next level. This podcast is all about the entrepreneurs who strive so hard to become super awesome in their niches. Welcome to Interviews with Entrepreneurs. Welcome to Interviews with Entrepreneurs show, where we interview entrepreneurs who are super awesome in their niches. And guys, we have an amazing guest today. I'm gonna just go back and like how we not only got to know about this amazing guest, but you know, he was able to get on the show as well. So if you guys remember, we interviewed Eileen Wilder. She was absolutely awesome, you know, one of my favorite episodes that I've done, you know, out of like, I don't know, like 82 episodes so far. So we got Eileen on the show there. She, you know, she had like mic drops, pipe bombs, and all of those things out there. And she was like, you have to get Joseph on the show out there, which is crazy. So if you don't know about who Joseph is, you know, he started from literal scratch out there with probably no resources out there. He went in, worked hard, you know, made multi, you know, 7 figure out there in terms of his wealth. Not only that, he also used a perfect cornerstone that most people tried to use it, especially in the COVID time, which is virtual events. But he was not only doing it for himself, he taught, you know, a lot of people out there actually how to use the power of virtual events and do like 7-figure days as well, you know, which is crazy. We're going to talk about a lot of these things out there as well. So please welcome Joseph Aaron. Hey, Joseph.
What's up, everyone? Thank you, RJ. It's such a pleasure to talk to all the entrepreneurs that listen to your show. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Joseph, for being on the show today. I'm super excited for this.
Fantastic. Well, how can I help?
Awesome. Like, we would love to hear your backstory, like how like everything started from you, like how got started and where you are at the moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of you, if you're listening, entrepreneurs, I wonder how many of those of you who are listening started with just a desire to make an impact. Like you just wanted to, yeah, money was good, but you wanted to do something meaningful with your life, right? It was about more than just money. And that's how it started for me, RJ. I wanted to help teenagers. And so when I started, I was an entrepreneur, but I was an entrepreneur starting a nonprofit. That's how it started. Mm. And I wanted to help teenagers here in the US. A lot of teenagers, like suicide's a big problem for them. A lot of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, just a lot of really unhealthy situations happen before they even become adults, and it affects the rest of their lives. And I thought, what would happen if we could help them before they got to that situation? And so my wife and I and our whole family started our own nonprofit. There was no one like with us. We just were on our own. We had to figure out the money. We had to figure out everything. And we started a nonprofit in the highest level poverty area of the United States, right near East St. Louis, Missouri, here in the United States, which is comparative to some areas of like Africa. It's been on the top 10 list, surprisingly, in America, right? It's been compared to like one of the poorest areas in the world in Africa. And so anyways, so here's the cool thing. You start trying to make a difference in people's lives and cool things happen, lives are changed. And when you're effective, more and more and more and more people want to be a part of it. But exactly. Do you know what happens when more and more and more and more people want to be a part of the nonprofit that you're leading? It costs you more and more and more and more money to serve the people, right, that you wanted to serve. And RJ, I didn't understand money. And I really wanted to help people, but we kept giving everything that we had as a family to the movement. And it was growing like crazy. And in that process, we went homeless 3 times. Actually, my wife went and counted the other day. It was more than 3. But I've always said 3 because I thought that's what it was, but it was more like 5. And when I say homeless, I'm like living out of a hotel, trying to figure out how to make $55 so that my 3 kids don't sleep on the street that night. And I was like, RJ, money is important. I don't know why it's important. I don't know why it's the way that God designed the world or whatever, but money is important. I need to figure out the money thing. And so really that was what took me to entrepreneurship, because I realized if I wanted to make a big difference, working at a job was never going to provide me with enough income to make the difference that I wanted to make. And so I had to figure out how to create it for myself. How many of you out there are ready to create the world you want for yourself? That's what entrepreneurship is about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's where it all started for me. And, you know, finally, there was a point, RJ, where I was like, I'm going to do this. Going from broke to making the decision, there was a point at which, and I still remember the day, I was like, I'm doing this. RJ, do you know what I'm talking about? You know how some people, they're like, I'm an entrepreneur, but they haven't really decided to do it.
Yeah, so true.
Like, it's not do or die. It's just kind of like, well, I'm going to try this. Oh, that didn't work. I think I'm going to. And it's just kind of laissez-faire, kind of like chill, whatever. I remember when I decided. And most people, RJ, I found, don't decide. And I don't know if you have questions for me. I'm just sharing with you that piece of the journey. And for me, the day that I decided, it actually happened. I was standing in a bookstore reading a book by Tim Ferriss called Tools of Titans. And I was reading the book. And the reason I was standing in the store reading it is because I didn't have enough money to pay for it. And so I was standing at the bookshelf, RJ, and I'm like reading it. And guys, you don't need to go. I mean, I love Tim Ferriss, but I have not actually read this whole book. All I did was I got to this page. It was still the introduction. It was page 19 in the Roman numerals, which I think counted some of the table of contents and everything else. So I didn't read very far in the book, but I was reading, RJ, in the book, and there was a billionaire in the book that Tim Ferriss was interviewing. And as he's interviewing the billionaire, Tim Ferriss says, man, you've launched multiple multi-billion dollar companies. The guy's name was Peter Thiel. He's like, how do you think differently than we think that allows you to create billion dollar companies again and again and again and again? How many of you know that if like, that's a good question, right? Because it's like,
yeah, exactly.
A billionaire thinks different than me. And
yeah, for sure.
Part of the reason why he's a billionaire and I'm not a billionaire is because the way he thinks and what he believes and the actions he takes on the basis of those beliefs. And so I was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I'm like, I'm all in. So I kind of leaned in reading the book, and the billionaire, his name is Peter Thiel. He said, we billionaires think differently. He said, Tim, that to the author, he said, do you have a 10-year goal? Like, do you know how much money you want to be making per month in 10 years? And Tim Ferriss asked, and as I'm reading the book, RJ, I'm like, I don't have a 10-year goal, but I mean, you know, he's like, well, get it. You know, and I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be awesome, RJ, if you could make, and you or your guests or whoever, for me in this moment of my life, I was like, if I could be making $100,000 a month, like that would be so awesome in 10 years. That would be killer. Right. And like, that was the number for me. And so I was like, okay, cool. And so I got my number in my head, and then I went back to reading the book. And then the billionaire says, now he says, most people, whatever your 10-year goal is, they'll say, okay, here's how I'm going to do that. This year, I'm going to try and make $5,000 a month. And then I'm going to increase that by 20, 30% this year, so that next year I'm making $6,500 a month. And the year after that, I'm like, and they like slowly but surely, incrementally go up the chain to try and get there. And I'm like, yeah. I think I could get there in 10 years. And then the billionaire said, but that's not how billionaires think.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And so I'm kind of leaning in. He says, here's how billionaires think about hitting a 10-year goal. They would ask themselves the question, are you ready for it?
Absolutely.
What would it take to do it in 6 months?
Hmm.
I was like, oh, right? And then I go, wait a second. And then he kind of keeps saying, he says, another way to say it is if there was a gun to your head and you had to do it, what would it take to do it in 6 months? Notice that question is different than, can I do it? The question is,
yeah,
what must I do in order to achieve that? There's no if, there's no possibility. And I remember RJ standing in that bookstore and I had like the book and I literally just slammed it shut like that. And I walked out of the bookstore and I started asking myself the question, what would it take? What would it take? And when I actually had enough faith to ask the question, what would it take? Did you know I came to the solution in less than 45 minutes, less than an hour,
wow,
just walking around the mall. I knew what I needed to do. And I ran home to my wife. We had an apartment at this point, but we were struggling to pay. And I said, we're going to make $100,000 per month. And I'm guessing, I don't remember. She probably rolled her eyes a little bit, RJ, because we were barely making $2,000 a month, right? And it's like, but she's like, go ahead. Yeah, please. Please make us $100,000 a month. And I'm like, we're doing it. I got it. I know what to do, right? And I went to work and I'm telling you, that was the day that I made a decision. And if there's one thing that I think would be super helpful just to start this interview off for everyone who's listening, is to really challenge yourself and ask the question, have you really made the decision? Are you really all in about it? Like, are you really going for it? Or is it like, well, if this works, or, oh, maybe I will, or wouldn't it be nice if? Those are not decisions. Those are ifs, yeah, maybes. Cool. It'd be awesome ifs, but those are not decisions. As a matter of fact, the word decision in the Latin originally comes from the word incision, which we all know, if you've been to a doctor and he says, I want to make a slight incision, you're like, back it up, doc. Keep your knife away from me. You ain't cutting perfection, yeah, right, RJ? Right? And so that was my thing. I was like, incision means to cut. Decision in English means to cut off. So a decision means to cut off all other options. How many of you listening to me have ever struggled making a decision about what to sell, what to offer, who to hire, what market to go to, what target, what price point to choose? Those are all decisions. And the reason they're hard is because intuitively, RJ, the entrepreneur understands that if I make a decision, I'm not just choosing to do one thing, I'm choosing not to do an infinite number of other things.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're losing something when we do that. We're like, if I choose to do it at this price, what if they don't like it? If I choose this target audience, what about all these other people who couldn't buy it? If I choose to sell this thing, what about all the other things that I could sell that I now can't sell because I'm selling this thing? And we get lost in the fear of loss, that we're losing something by deciding. But the paradox is you actually only gain by deciding. It is only by limiting because you can't do everything. It is only by choosing to do something that you will ever actually get somewhere. You must make the decision. And so for everyone listening to me today, I'm trying to help you. Like, I know if there's 100,000 of you listening, 70,000 of you are struggling in the valley of decision. You have not truly decided that you're going to be the person that you imagine yourself to be. And I came to let somebody know you will never become the person that you want to be unless you actually decide. And so I came here on behalf of your future self. I came here on behalf of your future family. I came here on behalf of your future kids. I came here on behalf of your future grandkids. I'm on my knees And I'm asking you, please decide. You've got to decide first. And after you decide, all the doors open up. RJ, once I made the decision, I immediately left. Within like 30 to 45 days, I went from 2K months to over 20K months, just like that. Why? I decided.
One thing that I actually really liked about your particular story is, you know, I know for most of the people out there, and also for myself, a lot of things were relatable. You know, as you mentioned, they have to be one person out there in a family or in a group or something that have to make a decision, you know, to change their lives for themselves, for their family, and all of those things out there. And also the way that it was relatable for me, because no one is an entrepreneur in my family. First of all, you know, all of them were doing jobs or like things like that. They have completely different things that they were doing.
Yeah.
So typically I was one of those people out there, and I did the exact same thing. You know, I'm living in Pakistan. I was 18 when I started out. I'm 22 right now. So like living in tier three countries without having resources like Stripe, PayPal, we don't have it. And I was alone in the room and I was like, I have to start it. And I was all alone when I made the first decision on forming the LLC in the US to get my payment gateway.
Yep.
So this was the part of the thing that I initially did, you know, to actually start the process and do the rest of the things I started to do it. So like, you know, making that decision, as you mentioned, was definitely one of, you know, the most important thing. And also adding a, you know, something like, you know, not only add the curiosity factor out there, but giving yourself a deadline, you know, and think different, not giving yourself a chill time and like, oh, you know, we have 10 years and, you know, we're good to go. We're going to end up making it. But, you know, giving the deadline is like absolutely crazy.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. So with that particular aspect out there, when you started out and, you know, things started to change for you, how you started to end up in the virtual events, like, or was it during the time of the COVID particularly? Because in COVID, you know, lots of things out there started to change into the virtual stuff. So like, when all of those things started for you in particular?
Well, we definitely started seeing a lot more success once COVID came along, because it was easier to get people in the room. So we were doing events before that in person. So if you've ever been like to a hotel and to an event at a hotel, and that's what we were doing before that. And then when COVID hit, we had to figure out how can we do it. No one really believed that you could do it on camera. Like, think about spending 2 days. And I know now for many of you, it's probably normal if you've been to a virtual event. But back then, no one would have actually sat around for 2 days and just watched their computer screen. They just wouldn't have done it, right? It's just too long of a time period. And so when we first tried it, one of the businesses that I was partnered with in the time, I was like, let's do it. And he's like, no, that won't work. And I was like, well, they've already paid us for tickets. We're going to have to give them a refund. So we might as well try and do it and see if we can make it work. And if they ask for a refund, cool. They're going to ask for that anyways. But if they don't, maybe there's something here. And he's like, I don't really want to waste 2 days, but okay. Right. And so we got on and we did it. And it was the biggest event ever. Right. Now,
amazing.
Now, and I mean, we were doing, you know, $500,000 days kind of thing back then even. So it was a good day. Okay. And I'm just like, wow, we should do that again. Right. And then we started doing it again. And then I'm like, wait a second, this doesn't work in that market. Let's try it in this market. And it worked and worked. And then I helped a client and he did $1 million in a day. And I was like, let's do more $1 million days. Those are kind of nice. Because when you have $1 million comes into your bank account in a day, RJ, I'm going to tell you what happens. Anybody ever wondered what happens when $1 million comes into your bank? You would think
for sure
that you start jumping around and running around the room and like you're super excited and you're like, this is insane, blah, 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 blah. That's not what happened. What happened when it hit $1 million and the event was over and I clicked N on the Zoom, I sat there like this. For those of you just listening on audio, I'm just kind of like moving my head around quietly. My mouth is covered. Because when you realize that you can do $1 million in a day, you will ask yourself the question, what have I been doing the rest of my life?
Yeah.
What have I allowed to so encumber? Why have I been working so hard? What have I been working so hard on? And why was I persuaded to work on these things that don't give me million-dollar days when I could just be working on things that give me million-dollar days? Because I'd rather work one day a month and make $1 million that day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then do whatever the rest of the month. And then let's say, yeah, I think I'll do it again next month. Would that be okay? Right. But it's like when you do it, you're like, and the reason why that's possible is just a huge business concept that I'm sure some of your other guests have talked about, but it's the word leverage. If you're listening, yeah, you better write that word down right now. Leverage. L-E-V-E-R-A-G-E, leverage. It's like, how can I expend the least amount of effort to get a maximum of result? There's a famous philosopher by the name of Archimedes. And Archimedes was famous for saying, if you give me a lever long enough, I can move the whole world. Right? And yeah, every carpenter understands it. A bricklayer understands it. Anybody in construction understands the power of a lever. But many times, entrepreneurs get in the trap of, I'll just work harder. And when you're busy working hard, let me tell you what you're not doing when you're working hard. You're not thinking about, how can I create a lever that will do this for me? And if you spent your time on finding levers, your income would multiply. But because you believe that working harder is your leverage, working hard is not a lever. It's literally a one-to-one ratio. It's only what I can produce.
True.
You need a lever. And one lever you can utilize that's well known now especially the marketing spaces, is the idea of, instead of selling one person to one person, sell one person to many people. All at once. And as much as you can be on the stage, look, people automatically, RJ, recognize that when someone's on the stage, they have something to say. Like when someone's invited, like you invited me to speak on the stage, because you invited me, people assume I have something worthy to say. Because yeah, they think RJ wouldn't have invited someone who didn't have something worthy to say. Because that wouldn't help his audience, and therefore that wouldn't help your brand and all the things. Well, think about that for you all. Like, you all now have the ability, you ready for this? To create your own stage. Think about that. You can create your own stage. You do it with podcasts, you can do it with shows, right? And of course, you can do it with virtual events. And what I recommend is that you use the power of a stage to make irresistible offers. And if you use the power of a stage to make irresistible offers, lots of people will buy your thing all at once, and you will have multiples of the revenue that you're currently having.
But Joseph, thank you so much for being on the show back again. Like, super excited to have you.
Yeah, and since we've talked last time, we've had several clients do now multi seven-figure days. The current record stands at $7 million in a day.
Wow.
$7 million.
That's amazing.
In a day. So that was a client, and I'm like, I can't let that stand, RJ. We got to beat that record. I love it when my clients outperform me, but it's time, like, now we're like, okay. So we're so excited. So if you're not running virtual events, it is game changing. So
yeah, 100%. We're definitely going to talk about that in further out there. I remember last time when we were having a conversation out there, I remember you, you talk about, there is a story out there that you want to share about, like, broke Joe, woke Joe. I want to know. Yeah. So I want to know more about that story out there, like all those things in place.
Well, it depends. Do you think your audience would like to hear how I went from, like, struggling to do 20K months?
Absolutely.
To jumping to $150,000 a month, like, boom, in just a few months. It was broke Joe, woke Joe. So when you're trying to get there, a lot of times what an entrepreneur will do is chase money. And so it's so I like work real hard. And the belief is there's some tactic that I'm missing. And if I could find the secret tactic, then all things would be made well. And I would make all kinds of money, right? And that's the belief. And how many of you who are listening, are constantly on the lookout. Like, oh, what if I did this? Oh, if I tweak this by a little bit, oh, I'm going to change my headline. Oh, I'm going to do YouTube ads instead of Facebook ads. Oh, I'm going to do this kind of webinar, or if I do it a little shorter, or all the thousands of things that us very good marketers tell everyone to do. Here's the truth about all that. It all works. It all works. There are pros and cons. Now, RJ, what I did when I was coming up and trying to fix, because my goal, as I told you guys before, was 100K a month. Yeah. And so I kept trying new things, but it didn't really move the needle that much. You know, I would get a little bit better, or sometimes I'd try a new thing. Have you ever tried a new thing and your numbers got worse? And it's like, yeah. Is it because of the thing, or is it because you're learning a new skill and you're not that good at it yet? Right. And so like the numbers will drop. And so that's what kept happening to me. And after 6 months, then 7 months, then 8 months, then 9 months, then a year and 3 months, and I'm still not hitting the number. I'm still like, my income is just going like woo, up and down, up and down, yeah. Up and down. And I started asking myself the question, what's wrong with me? Have you ever asked that question? Like, what's wrong with me? Why is everyone else able to do it, but I'm not able to hit the number? And the story I'm about to tell you is the number one thing that I tell my kids. That's the most important story that I can tell you that'll take you from 20K months to 150K months and beyond. Okay. And once I did what I'm about to share with you with Broke Joe, Woke Joe, like it took 5 months to jump from 20K months to 150K months. I literally went from living in an apartment and struggling to pay the rent into my first mansion when I did this. Do you guys want to hear what it is?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Okay. So I begged my wife to let me get a coach because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I was like, please. And I was looking for someone who had already made $100,000 a month and had helped others make $100,000 a month. So I found him and I had my first meeting with him. Long story short, we're in the first meeting. And RJ, this is where I learned Broke Joe, Woke Joe. Okay. My coach says to me, Joe, what have you tried so far? So all of you listening, what have you tried so far? And he had me kind of writing them down. He's like, what have you been doing to make more sales? And I said, well, I did this webinar thing. He's like, cool. How'd that work? I was like, it was okay. How much did you make? I told him it was around 20K. He's like, then what'd you try? I said, well, I thought, well, this is going wrong, so I'm going to try this other thing. So I tried the other thing. He's like, how did you make? I was like, well, I did about 15K. He's like, what'd you do next? Try this other thing. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And finally, he told me about, we talked about like 10 different things I had done. And then he said, okay, Joe, I know what's wrong with you. And I was like a little offended, but also very excited, because that's why I hired him. I wanted to figure out what was going wrong. And he said, Joe, let me ask you a question. He's like, why have you noticed like you're staying right around $20,000 a month? Why do you think that is? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, I think maybe it's me. I like, maybe I'm just not capable of making more than $20,000 a month. He was like, okay. He's like, well, let me ask you a question. He's like, if the guy, let's imagine that you made $100,000 a month. Is everybody tracking with me here? This is like big shift happens right here. He's like, let's imagine you were making $100,000 a month, and let's imagine that you did it for 6 months straight. And I said, okay. He's like, now let's imagine that you could trade places with him, and he got to come into your business the way that it is right now, and you went over to his business the way that it is right now. He's like, the 100K per month version of you, if he came into your life right now with your resources, your financial struggles, your team, all the things, how long would it take him to make $100,000 a month?
Yeah, and I said, much faster.
Immediately. I'm like, you just do it. And he's like, yes. Why would he do it? And I was like, well, he knows how. He's like, yeah. And he's like, let me ask you this. Kind of. He said, as you're trying to make $20,000 a month, are you making the best decisions you know how to make? I said, yeah, of course. And he's like, and you have certain values and beliefs about what's important and what's not important in your business, right? And I said, yes. And he says, and you kind of believe that the universe has shown us everything reproduces after its kind. Like, what do apple trees produce? Answer, apples. What do orange trees produce? Answer, oranges. What do cows give birth to? Answer, cows. Everything reproduces after its kind. He says, Joe, the problem is you be a $20,000 a month producer. You just told me that if a 100K per month producer came into your business with your resources, with like, he would immediately produce at 100K. Why? Because he be a 100K per month producer. And the person with $100,000 per month values is different than the beliefs and ideas of a person with $20,000 per month values. And he's like, so the reason you keep producing at the same rate is because you keep making all the decisions. Ooh. Everybody say, ouch. I was like, no. Like, and I was a little scared, RJ, because I was like, oh no, that means I'll never get there. I was like, coach, if I be a 20K per month producer, like, how do I become a 100K per month producer? And he's like, now that's the question. So how many of you want to learn how to become a different version of yourself? A more productive version of yourself? He said, okay, here's what I want you to do. He said, Joe, close your eyes. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Some oogie woogie stuff. Now, this book was not oogie woogie. He was not weird like that. He was very direct. And he's like, look, I'm not into this kind of stuff, but you need to visualize something. You need to think differently. And the only way I can get you to do it is to imagine. And I said, okay. So I close my eyes. He says, I want you to imagine that you're making $100,000 per month. And let's imagine you've been doing it for 6 months. And I said, okay. He said, can you imagine that? It's like, yes. And he goes, okay, that's important, because if you can't imagine it, you need to lower the number.
Yep.
Okay. Start. You're trying to jump too far. I said, I've been imagining 100K months for a year and a half now. I can imagine it. He's like, okay, let's imagine you wake up and you've been making $100,000 per month for 6 months. He's like, where are you? What's your bedroom look like? What time is it in the morning when you woke up? How long are you stay in bed for? When you step off the bed with your first foot, what does the floor feel like? What does the room smell like, look like? He's like, now imagine, where do you go first? I said, I go into the master bathroom. He says, great. Walk into that room. What's it look like? I'm like, oh, coach, vaulted ceilings. There's these beautiful ornate faucets and big mirrors and these beautiful tile floor to floors. And he's like, yes. And where do you go next? And I told him, and he said, now stop. He's like, open your eyes. He's like, here's your exercise. I want you to imagine the entire day. I want you to journal and write it all out. The perfect day as the 100K per month version of yourself. I want to know what car you drove to work, where you drove to work, how many employees are there, what the office looks like, what time you leave, what you ate for dinner, what you did with your family, what the day looked like, all the way till you go back to sleep and your eyes close again. I want the entire day journaled out in detail. Has everybody got that? Do this exercise. Do this exercise. And I'm going to show you why you do the exercise right here. I'm like, okay, coach, I paid you a crazy amount of money to do this. I'm going to go ahead and do what you said, even though I think it's stupid, right? But 20K per month version of me thinks it's stupid. This version of me does not think it's stupid anymore, okay? So now I'm like, okay, cool. So I go do the exercise. I come back to my coach. RJ, life-changing right here. Here's what happened. He said, okay, can you imagine that version of yourself? I said, yes. I told him a little bit about the journaling. He said, cool. He's like, all right, now I'm going to show you how to use what you just did. Here's what you're going to do. The problem with your life, Joe, and you not hitting your results is you. You keep making the decisions. And if I'm going to take you to 100K per month, you're going to need to stop making the decisions. Because when you make decisions, you produce 20K months. He's like, so every time there's a decision in your life, here's what I'm going to have you do. He said, close your eyes. I said, not this again. He said, Joe, close your eyes. I said, okay, I close my eyes. He said, here's what I want you to do. Remember that office that 100K per month Joe is in? I said, yeah. He said, I want you to imagine that this version of you is walking into his office and you see him sitting there at your desk. He said, walk up to him and tell him what you want and ask him what to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. He said, just do it. I'm like, okay. So I closed my eyes. I walked into the room. I said, hey, Joe. This is kind of weird. I'm talking to myself, but my coach told me to come in here. Man, I want to be at 100K per month, and I keep hitting 20K months, and I can't figure it out. And the other, me on the other side of the desk, said, sit down, let's talk about it. I said, okay. He said, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm doing this and that. What else are you doing? This and that. We talked for a little bit. He said, what about this? Are you what did you just say? And I said, I'm doing blah, blah, blah. I don't want to confuse anyone by telling them my story. I said, I'm doing blah, blah, blah. He said, that, do more of that. And I go, and I was like, and immediately I heard my coach, because my eyes are closed, remember? He's like, Joe, did he tell you what to do? And I opened my eyes and I said, yeah, he told me what to do. And he said, what did he tell you? And I told him what he told me. Again, each of you will have a different answer. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
He told me what to do. And I said, and I told my coach, and he said, and how do you feel about that? And I said, terrible. I said, I can't do that. I'll go homeless again. I may go broke again. I can't, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, Joe. And he like yelled at me, which was super cool. I love coaches who really like will get in your face and help you. He said, Joe, this is why you're stuck. This is why you're you and he's him. If you want to go to 100K per month, you're going to have to think like him, not like you. You already know in your mind how to do it. You already know what has to be done in order to do it. You just keep making decisions that are in alignment with 20K months instead of making decisions that are in alignment with 100K months. He said, so here's what we're going to do. For the next several months, Joe, you are not making any business decisions. Anytime a business decision comes up, you're going to close your eyes, march yourself into that office, and ask 100K per month, Joe, what to do. And every time he gives you an answer, you're going to hate it. You're going to feel uncomfortable with the answer that he gives to you. But it don't matter, because if you want to be him, you must become him. RJ, I went back home. I told my wife what he said. My wife said, wow, that's weird. And I said, yeah. And it got really weird for the next several months. I literally had two identities. It was like an angel on one shoulder and a demon on the other shoulder. And they were constantly telling me different things. It was like I was fighting with my own brain. And every time I'd have to close my eyes when I made a decision. And every time I would hate what 100K per month Joe was telling me to do. And so we actually had to change my house. Like there were words that became illegal in my home. Like my kids could not say certain words. It was like cussing. They would be in big trouble. One of the words was expensive. I had to change my thinking about money, right? And how we thought about it. And I started changing my friendships and relate. Would 100K per month version of me hang out with this person or spend that much time? And the answer was no, right? So here's what happened. I had to name them so that everyone knew which version of me I was talking about. It was really weird. And so I named, it had nothing to do with politics here in America. This was before all the political stuff. So you know, want to know what I named them? I named them Broke Joe and Woke Joe. Right? And Woke Joe understood the world at a different level than Broke Joe did. And so for 5 months, RJ, I started making my decisions only in alignment as best as I could with 100K per month version of Joe. And in 5.5 months, I moved from my apartment into a mansion, a $1 million mansion here in Florida. And I got to 100K, actually I got to 150K per month. And I was like, this is amazing. What would happen if I did it again? And so I did. And I made Broke Joe 150K a month and I made Woke Joe 250K a month. And guess what happened? I started hitting 250K months and I was like, I wonder what would happen if I do it again. So I was like, 250K a month was Broke Joe and 500K a month was Woke Joe. And guess what? I did it again, right? And then I was like, oh my gosh. And I went 570, and I was like, can I hit a million? And Eileen and I, my business partner, we hit $1 million day, right? Why? Not because, yes, did I do different tactics? Sure. But I did them at a different level of intensity and belief because I had so much conviction. I was operating from the place of the version of myself I wanted to be instead of operating from the version of myself that I was right now. And I keep doing that again and again and again and again. Right now, Woke Joe version of me that I am not at yet, but I'm getting there, is $2 million a month. That's what I'm fighting for right now. And so it's like, Broke Joe, Woke Joe. Here's the secret. Everybody thinks it's what do I do? And if I do it, I'll have it. But that's not how it works. You have to be it. in order to do it at the level it needs to be done. And then if you'll be it, you'll do it. And if you'll do it, then you'll have it. Some people try and have it first. They just go on a bunch of debt and they look the part and they rent the Lambos and they look like they've got a bunch of money, but they don't, they're not really doing it and they're definitely not being it. And some people, most entrepreneurs try and do it. They think the strategy is the secret. And some strategies are better than others, depending on what you want, no doubt about it, but they all work and they all can work, right? And so some try to do it, but the secret is don't do it first. Don't have it first. The secret is become it. Become the version of you that you want to be. Operate from that place and do the things that that version of you would do, and you'll have all of the results that you want. Don't be broke, Joe. Be woke, Joe.
Wow.
Give yourselves a round of applause right now, whether you're in the car or you're watching. Like, if you're ready to be woke, Joe version of you, just I'm woke. Say I'm woke. Whisper it to yourself. If other people are around, I'm woke. I'm woke. I'm woke. Not politically woke. Spiritually woke, right? Understanding that you are not limited to the current version of yourself. You can become a version of yourself that you've only dreamed about. But to do it, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. To do it, you're going to have to ask the hard questions. To do it, you're going to have to go through the very painful, difficult, and even crazy path of becoming, not just doing. That's Broke Joe.
Wow, you know, this is actually amazing. And not only it's amazing out there, it is actually, you know, eye-opening, not only for myself, but also I believe for a lot of people out there who are depending on what, you know, current situation they're in and where they want to go for. You know, this is actually completely a different switch. And, you know, the thing that you mentioned about like how you did it for yourself, even though it was kind of like, you know, here we go again type of stuff, but it worked because you intentionally, you know, did that because kind of like you said, you know, you didn't have any other option. That's what you know, went for the coach for. This is actually amazing, you know. Wow. And I'm definitely going to try this out and I will definitely going to let you know about that as well. 100%. This is amazing.
Do it. Everybody do it. Don't just listen to it. Wow, that's really cool. No, do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're a human, I believe if you're a human, you are made in the image of God. And so you are capable of creating worlds. As a matter of fact, the world you live in right now, you created with your beliefs. I don't mean you created the mountains and the trees and all that stuff. I mean, the life you live is a creation of your beliefs. All the limitations you have are a creation of your beliefs. Because if you are a creator, and clearly humans are creators, then you have the capacity by belief to create other things that will help you create the world you want instead of the present world you live in. I live in a world. I went from that house, by the way, from a $1 million house to I now live in a $2 million house. And it's so funny because you like many times when you're struggling to get to where you want to be, you think, oh, that costs so much money. I could not, like, that's too much money. But the funny thing is like, RJ, I could have bought a $300,000 house, right? But if I would have bought a $300,000 house, it would be worth like, I don't know, maybe $350,000 now. But because I bought a $2 million house, my $2 million house is now worth $3 million. And it's like, you make more when you invest more. Does that make sense? And so it's just a law of the universe. The more seed that is sown for the farmer, the more crops grow. And so many times we operate from this place of lack and limitation when in reality, the path to what you want is a path of a belief in abundance and possibility and infinite growth. And so operate from that place and your world will change.
Wow. You know, this is amazing. And speaking of virtual events, as you mentioned about, you know, I remember like we interviewed Eileen Wilder as well on the show, which was amazing. And you know, you guys like help entrepreneurs out there accelerate their revenue using virtual events. One of the things that I want to ask around that is what makes a virtual event success for people out there? You know, a lot of people out there, you know, post COVID, like they started to do virtual events, like everyone kind of like doing it, but what makes the virtual event actually a success for the people out there? What are the core foundation of fundamentals for it?
Well, I mean, everyone who's listening to this has probably been to some sort of event, and I'm pulling up a little quote for you that'll help you. Every single person, like you've probably been to some sort of, whether if you went to a wedding, you went to an event, right? If you went to a church or religious experience, you went to an event. And what an event really is just the assembling of the people to share a message or to celebrate in a message, right? Like a marriage, right? And so that's all you're doing is you're gathering the people. That's the first thing. Many entrepreneurs, and it's okay, this method works too. They gather the people, but they gather them one at a time. And so you'll see this in online marketing where they like run an ad, they have a funnel, and then they say, hey, book a call and talk with me. And that's totally cool. Like that's a good way to get started. And I'm a fan, right? The problem is when you get really good at sharing your message, you get overwhelmed with calls. And then what you have to do is hire a sales team. Sales teams are hard because not everyone is as good as you at selling. And it takes time to make them better. And it's a very difficult thing for entrepreneurs as they grow. But so one of the ways to solve that, and Russell Brunson was the first person I heard say this. He was like, hey, I'm the only person on my sales team. I was like, wait a second.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only, and I'm like, how's he doing that? Well, back then he was doing it with webinars, which is a type of event. It's a very small, short event. It's not what we're talking about when we say virtual events, but it's like, it's an event of sorts. And so the first thing is one, deciding like, I don't want to sell one-to-one anymore. I would rather just have one event once a month or twice a month or once a quarter, however often you want to do it, assemble all the people together, share your message of how you can help them, and then make an offer, right? And so the first step is deciding. So if you haven't decided to go all in on virtual events, I would say model what works. The biggest names in the industry right now, 90 something percent of them are doing events. And the reason is they're making millions of dollars every time they do one. And it's easier than it's ever been in history because just like RJ and I got on this screen right now, you can gather 100 people on a screen and it costs like nothing. Hotels, lights, sound, stages, hundreds of thousands of dollars to put on an event. Getting on Zoom or something like that to have an event, I don't know, $50 a month or something like that. Like it's not difficult. So that's number one. The second thing is once you've decided is filling the event. And of course, I don't have a lot of time to do all the trainings for all the different ways that we fill it. But one of the richest men of the I think it was the 19th or 20th century. I forget. The name was P.T. Barnum. If you've ever seen the movie, The Greatest Showman. That movie was based on him. And he has a quote that says, I'm going to read it to you. The great secret of success in anything is to get a hearing. Half the object is gained, he said, when the audience is assembled. And so the whole game is bringing lots of people together to hear your message. And then if you have a good message, right, and a good offer, it's like people are going to say, I'm interested, right? And so step one is decide to do an event. Step two is assemble the people. Step three is talk real good, right? Really help people in that event and make an offer. And then at the end, we call it post-event, like bring people in the door and say, okay, here's how we're going to help. Make a good offer and sell. And so by following those four simple steps, decide to do an event, fill the event, host the event, and then post-event money collection, it's literally like money raining from the sky. Imagine, forget seven-figure days. For many of you, that feels too far away. Imagine being able at will whenever you want to bring in $100,000. I literally had a client that started last week. He joined us 3 days, RJ, before his event. I jumped on, told him some different things to do, made some adjustments on everything. He only had, it wasn't like he had a huge crowd. He had 50 people at his event. And that was a lot for a first event. He had 50 people at his event. He did $168,000 in sales. Three days after joining us. What did he do? Decided to do an event. Followed the instructions on filling the event. Followed the instructions on how to host the event and structure it to help the most people. And then made it rain like a hurricane at the end. And it's like, his numbers weren't even to par. In other words, his numbers weren't what we want them to be, but he hadn't had time to go through all the training, right? So we made as many adjustments as we could. Those numbers are going to get way bigger off of 50 people. In the future, he'll do 250,000 off that event once he gets his numbers to where we expect them to be. So the point is like, how do you do it? That's how. It's not really rocket science that way. It's just that there's a lot of nuances in filling the event, and there's a lot of nuances in how do I structure the event? How do I speak well to hold people's attention for long periods of time? And once you get all that solved and have a great offer, it's literally like money raining from the sky. I told you in our first interview, first time you do even a six-figure day, you're going to go, what have I been doing my whole life? What have I been spending all my time on, right? Because to do 100K any other way, you've got to do lots of sales calls every single day, more sales calls, again. This is the cheapest, easiest, simplest, most leveraged fashion on earth to have big, monstrous paydays, virtual events.
Yeah, that's amazing. So like where people can go and, you know, follow you up for virtual events out there if they want to learn from you or like, you know, be the part of your world initially out there as well?
Yeah, RJ, you know how sometimes people will listen to an interview or read a book and they're like, oh, this is cool. Like, I'm going to go do it, right? Like, I've done that so many times, where especially when I was broke, Drew, I would go, I'd grab a book, I'd read the book, and I'd like try and execute the whole book. How many of you listening, have you like read a book, then you tried to do it, and you worked real hard at it, but then somewhere along the line, you got confused, you got a little frustrated, it got hard, got difficult, and you're like, I don't know if, and then we say, I don't know if that'll work for me. Or maybe this doesn't work at all, right? And it's like, no, like anything else, there's nuances. There's, you know what I mean by nuances, RJ, where it's like trying to do it exactly the way, there's little nuances. Sometimes little hinges swing big doors. And so sometimes there's these nuances that you need. And we realize this, like we would do interviews and we taught people and taught high level and just try and help them. And then they go try and do it. And like, it's not a six-figure day. And so that's why we created our virtual event Secrets Live. We have a half-day masterclass with Q&A so that we can answer the nuances for you, where you can spend the 4 hours and then we stay longer for the event and stuff like that to do Q&A. We spend 4 hours with you to teach you the whole system in detail. That way you know the system, you can do it, and there's no pitch at it. And so typically, RJ, to come to events like this, it's like $1,000. But because it's virtual,
definitely,
we do it for just $97. And so if you're So if you're interested in going to that event, we probably have one coming up here soon in the near future. We do them regularly. There is no pitch at this event, so don't be afraid. You know, I just shared with you guys everything you'll see, but there's no pitch. And there's a reason for that. So we're not going to be like pitch-a-thon, whatever. We're going to help you and answer all your questions before you leave. All you got to do is go to the number 7figureday.com. The number 7figureday.com. And when you go there, there'll be an opt-in. Put your contact info in. There's a little case study too that we added as a bonus when you go there. And it shows you a company that did $224 million in 1 year using the strategies we show you. I know that's an insane number. That's like a hyper example. I have not made $200 million in a year, but I'm working on it, RJ, okay? Like, yeah, I'm still working on $2 million per month. But ladies and gentlemen, don't just listen to this interview and be like, oh, I'm going to go try and do it myself. Like, you can, and I wish you the best. But if you really want to get results and get results quickly, go to 7figureday.com, and we'll give you all kinds of bonuses and help you out. So thanks, RJ.
Yeah, well, amazing, Joe. Thank you so much for that. And I was going to post up the link in the description below as well. And also the links of Joe's social media profile out there so you can be the part of his world as well. And also going to put up all of those links in show notes. But Joe, thank you so much for being on the show today. Any last thing that you want to say before we round the show up?
You were made to be a creator. Create the world you want. And the simplest, most leveraged fashion by which to create the world you want, to bring in the money that you want, to create the world that you want, is by far virtual events. It has never before been possible in the history of planet Earth. People used to have to travel to you, and now we have clients getting thousands of people together on one simple Zoom call and making millions and millions of dollars in a single day. They were like you at one point where they had never done that. It's your turn to thrive. It's your turn to create the world you want. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show.
Truly appreciate it. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm definitely going to see you guys in the next episode next week. Until then, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Now, if you're someone who wants to interview these super successful entrepreneurs so that you can build multi-million dollar network alongside leveraging their audience as well, I've created a script that allowed me to book over $1 billion plus worth of entrepreneurs on my show, and you can get it free for now. So just go to billiondollarscript.com, and it's billiondollarscript.com. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review, and I will see you guys in the next one.